Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk. News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Kim Swan. She's the Managing Director at Aircoach. Kim, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby, and thank you for having me.
Now, it all started in a place called Ballygally near Larne. Tell us a little bit about your early years, your background and growing up there.
So I have always lived in Ballygally, lived in Ballygally my whole life. It's a small coastal village just outside Larne in Northern Ireland. Strong association with sea. And I think you'll see from my early years, I spent a lot of time around water and led into my career.
Well, I know Larne well. I used to make that trek every 2 weeks when I was going to Aberdeen. Larne, Stranraer, I knew it like the back of my hand.
And that's exactly where I started my career.
Very interesting. So did you know, I know you went then to Newton Abbey Technical School where you studied business studies. You did accountancy at the University of Ulster. Had you a kind of a clear idea of what you wanted to do with yourself career-wise?
I think initially at the start, I, like most other students, really didn't know what I wanted to do. However, I come from a family that has a strong maritime and transport background. My grandfather had coal boats and my uncle had a haulage business. So, you know, travel, transport was certainly in my heritage.
Well, that's good. That's
through.
And did you work then? Was it on a placement with SeaLink?
Whenever I was at uni, I actually went along to Larne. It was SeaLink at the time. Did a student placement and I actually really loved it. Loved the people, loved the work. It's getting in at ground roots.
Yeah.
It kind of stuck with me. I learned the business the whole way through. It stayed with me while I studied. And then I had the opportunity to actually take a student placement and I stuck with SeaLink at the time, did a bit of student placement, and then I moved across to a company called P&O Ferrymasters.
How long were you there?
I was with P&O Ferrymasters that became P&O Ferries for 18 years.
Okay, and did you do various roles there?
So in the first 18 years I did various roles. Started as a shipping clerk. I also was a transport clerk, then moved into the traditional route. I did supervisor then.
Yeah.
Obviously saw a bit of talent. I became the freight manager for P&O Ferries for the REC and continued that career for 18 years successfully before I left.
So the transition then from shipping, logistics at sea to, I suppose, buses, was there a lot of very different challenges, or did you find it a really, really different business?
I think, you know, I got to that golden old age of 50, and I mean, I had progressed really well at that stage. I had returned to P&O, I was freight sales director, travelling extensively across Europe, looking after freight customers. However, I think it came to a point in life where I sat in a hotel and said, you know, I think I'm done. I think I've had enough of travelling. Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to get home. I wanted to be back home. And opportunity came my way with Aircoach. I saw the role, thought, gosh, this is interesting. It's time for a change, time for a challenge. It is, yes, it's in passenger transport, but it's not too far away from my background. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go for this.
That's great. And, you know, when you say that about, you know, that we all have kind of those moments where we sit back and reflect and say, do you know what? It's time to do something different here.
That's exactly
And it turns out to be a good thing.
It was great. It's been a great move. I think, you know, I was very lucky. I had brilliant teams, brilliant people. I've met lots of customers across Europe. But I've come into an industry that has equally brilliant people who are really caring, passionate people, particularly our drivers, you know, who you know, it's very similar. So for me, the transition was quite simple.
When did you join Aircoach?
So I'm only with Aircoach 7 months. I joined in September 2023.
Okay. So when we look at Aircoach then, a business that was established in 1999, 25 years on the go, which is, I know you're going to be celebrating that later this year, which is a great thing. But when we talk about the business, it started in 1996 with six coaches. In 2024, it now has 61 coaches. So tell us what those, and it may sound obvious, But where is everything based out of Dublin Airport?
So yeah, we have our centre is Dublin Airport. We have a very strong association with the airport. We have the 61 coaches that operate as far north as Derry and as far south as Cork, which is fantastic network.
Yeah.
We move people to and from airport and also to the city centre. Importantly as well, we actually have another 22 vehicles who actually service the car parks at Dublin Airport. So we move passengers who are arriving at the airport, parking and then transitioning into the airport.
And is that an important part of the business? Does that give you, I suppose, synergies at Dublin Airport that you can use buses more effectively?
Well, I think, you know, as we look and we start to think sustainably, you know, there will be a move and a push for more a greater move to the private transport and public transport services. But yeah, for us, it gives the airport is our hub, and it's how it's where our customers start and end their journeys.
Would I be right in saying that the current car parking squeeze at Dublin Airport could possibly be an opportunity for Aircoach? Would I be right in saying that the Metro, and it probably won't happen in your or my lifetime, might also be, maybe speed bumps on the horizon?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, as a nation, we've got to grow and develop. I mean, I welcome a move to, you know, a move to public transport and private transport operators. There's, you know, Dublin Airport is a fantastic hub for travellers to and from this country, and we have to see a change in logistics methods and how passengers travel to and from the airport.
So, yeah.
You know, I think that it's a growth and development.
How does it actually work in terms of the route allocations? Who decides that you can operate a particular route from Dublin to Derry, Dublin to Cork, or
yeah. So for Aircoach, yeah, we work very closely with the NTA. They actually are they allocate all the routes.
Okay.
So we work very closely with the NTA.
So the NTA decide by whatever process, be it a competitive tender or that either Dublin Bus is going to operate this, Aircoach is going to operate it, or. Is it as simple as that?
So I think, you know, as a private operator, we would make an application to the NTA for new routes where we see opportunities to operate. Then NTA will make a decision if there, A, is a requirement, and B, they will look at the competitive landscape.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. In terms of, you mentioned the drivers earlier, competition for talent. Is that one of your challenges, that you could end up training somebody for, you know, a number of years, and then you lose them then to a public, like, can you compete, I mean, in terms of conditions of employment, rates of pay, etc.? Is that a challenge?
I think, you mean, for the industry, it is a challenge, you know, bringing new drivers on into the industry. Absolutely, we must train and should train, and it's right to train, and we train our drivers well. We always know there is a potential that we will lose drivers, but as you have rightly called out, we then have to review our T's and C's and ensure that we have a quality offer for our drivers that attracts drivers and retains drivers. And for me, it's one of my priorities as I move into Aircoach is to look at a recognition scheme to ensure that we actually celebrate the value of our drivers and how much they actually deliver to our business on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's interesting as well that, you know, they really are your ambassador, because if it's a single person on a bus, you know, any positive or negative experience is all down, mostly going to be down to that individual, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. Drivers are the ambassadors to our business, and they are the front line. They are, you know, they represent our business. So it's vital that we look after our drivers and value our drivers.
How does your relationship work then with the airport as a business? Are you a tenant? Are they a landlord? Or is that how it works?
We effectively are a client of Dublin Airport.
Okay.
We operate the stands. I mean, the stands go through a formal bid process. We've just concluded that bid process at the end of 2023 successfully, which is great for Aircoach.
And what sort of stability or tenure of contract do you get there?
So we have a 3-year contract.
Great.
Which gives us a good solid base for our model.
Yeah, okay. So in terms of the future of the business, Kim, you know, you say it started very humbly with 6 coaches, you now have 61. What's the likely development in terms of expansion?
So for me, you know, as we looked and we've talked briefly about sustainability, we have a huge drive to convert more customers from car onto coaches, and then we will design networks to support the customer, to support our own drivers. You know, we open more routes, it brings more employment. So for me, my mantra is we want to grow. We want to grow and develop sustainably and successfully.
You're part of an organisation which I didn't realise called First Group PLC. Again, a huge business that last year moved 2.4 billion people around the globe, 13,000 employees. What's the relationship there with the parent company?
So we have a very close relationship with our parent company. They've been very, very supportive. It was the first connection that really attracted me to AirCoach. First, I've got a mantra. It's we want to easily and conveniently connect people and communities. And that was important for me. So, yeah, First is a huge support of AirCoach.
Okay. And finally, an interesting fact about the candidate. You're left-handed and you can write backwards. Tell us how you do that.
I'm not going to tell you where I learned it, but I think it was probably sending messages to one of my three sisters in youth.
Okay.
It's one of those very strange talents that you don't share openly and regularly, but yeah, I can write backwards.
That's really cool. And finally, I wanted to ask you, you're a rower of note, a former Antrim Coast rowing champion. Is rowing something that you're still interested in?
Interestingly, rowing was something that I came to at about the age of 11. I actually was, I think I've mentioned before, I was an Irish dancer in a very early life, and that was my career aspiration, was to be a dancer. However, that was cut short at the age of 11 following an accident. So I kind of didn't have a lot to do, and there was a local rowing club, and I dandered down, got into a gig within 5 minutes of arriving, and that stuck with me from 11, and I rowed until probably 23.
A great sport.
Yeah, fantastic sport. It was interesting. We were walking down the side of the Liffey yesterday and the lads were out rowing, and it was brilliant to see. You know, it's a fantastic sport, and it's an inclusive sport for all.
Well, Kim, thanks for joining us this morning. Kim Swan there, the Managing Director with AirCoach. Every success to you in the new job, because it's still only 7 months in, and with AirCoach indeed. Thank you again.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.